Can you hear me, dummy? I need to begin soon, and I need you to be awake for it to work. What happened? You seriously don't remember? That pretty village girl you were drooling over turned out to be a succubus, and she attacked us as soon as we fell asleep. Now shut up and drink this. I can sit here and play 100 questions with you. Even as we speak, the curse is draining your life force. Yes, I say curse. As much as I hate to admit it, you jumped in front of me and got hit by the curse instead. Fortunately for you, my clan of elves are adept at making magical remedies and breaking curses. Between my traditions and the teachings of Selune, I should be able to break the curse before it kills you. Assuming you shut up and listen to me for once. Now drink, damn it. Good. Now, strip out of the armor. Yes, I'm serious. And be quick about it, you idiot. We need to do the ritual while the potion is still in effect. Yes, everything. I need you naked, jackass. And wipe that smug look off your face. I didn't mean it like that. God, Selune, help me. Why do I even care if this stupid curse kills you? Are you done? Finally. Now, turn around. I said turn around, you ass! You better not peek, you asshole. This is all part of the ritual. Make any smart remarks, and I'll let the curse kill you. Got it? You can turn around now, but don't you dare stir, you pervert. Yes, I'm naked too now, so glad your eyes still work fine. Hey, stop staring, you asshole. It's not like I want to do this, but the ritual calls for a virgin, so here I am. Yes, I am a virgin. Of course I am. I'm a holy woman, you idiot. Just shut up already. I'm gonna sit in your lap. It got bigger. Yeah, I know it's supposed to do that. Just shut up for a moment while I pray to Selune. And no dirty thoughts while I do it either, or the goddess may just let you stay cursed. Now that the preparations are done, all we need to do is, well, have sex. No, I'm not joking. Do you seriously think I'll be suggesting this if there's any other way? I mean, do you honestly think a cute, innocent elf like me would want to do anything romantic with a brutish, perverted human like you? Really? No, trust me. If I had any other choice, I wouldn't be doing this. I mean, I have to let you take my virginity. Now, for the last step. The curse is going to make you rabid the closer to the end we get. So, to keep you from hurting me, I cast this spell. Now, I guess we have to get started. Supposed to do what before we start? And you are only telling me now? You asshole. Oh fuck. It's too late. Just wait. We just have to keep going. Stupid face. You're not impressive or anything. I've just never done this before. And I'm an elf. I'm way too small compared to you. Alright, I'm going to start moving. Don't do anything weird, okay? Responsibility. I'm an elf, sure, but that doesn't mean it's impossible, you know? Anyway, are you curse free? Here, get off me. I need to check. Looks like that ritual worked. I don't think I could take a do-over. Huh? No, I didn't hate it. It was just intense. We should get dressed again. I don't know about you, but I'm exhausted now. No, I don't think we'll be doing that again. Wipe that smirk off your face. I mean it, you dumbass. Although, the fire is basically dead, and it is cold. So, move over. We can share the bedroll tonight. Just to keep warm. Got it? Don't get any lewd ideas. Now scooch. Yes, you can hold me. Just watch those hands. Good night. And I guess I'm glad that you didn't die.